thank you for bringing us to 2021. Lord, you are good, Savior.
Lord, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good.
How many thankful tonight? I mean, truly thankful for what the Lord has done for you. And you know, God's a healer. He's a deliverer. God opened doors that can't nobody open. And he shut doors that can't nobody open. And I want you to understand that God is good, amen? And we ought to be thankful for what God has done for us. That's all he wants from us. He just wants us to be thankful, amen? There are some people that can't be here tonight. They want to be here, but they're just not able to be here. Some folks are bedbound. Some people in a nursing home. Some people are sick and shut in, and they want to come out and worship. And we come out here, we ought to be thankful for what the Lord has done for us. Amen. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank him for just sparing our lives to be in the service just one more time. Amen. Thank God for him. Our scripture tonight is coming from the book of Ephesians, and we're going to be looking at chapter 5, verse 14. That's the book of Ephesians. We're going to look at chapter 5, verse 14. And we ask that if you are here, we ask that you stand in the reverence of God's holy word. That's the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. And we're going to be looking at verse 14. And when you have it, please say amen. And we're going to say our scripture in unison together tonight. Amen. And it reads, "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word. Amen. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank God for your participation. Right now, we're going to have testimony time. We know that God has been good to us all year long. God has spared our lives. God has done things for us that others just don't know about. And when God have done something for you that's miraculous in your life, that you know that God has done that could nobody else do, when you share your story and you tell them what God has done for you, that's inspiration to other people. People understand how God operates in our lives as Christians. We have people who might be here, who might be down. They might be burdened down. And we can lift their spirit by giving a testimony of what the Lord has done for us. Amen. And we ask that if you are here tonight and you have a testimony to share with the church, we're going to take probably three, maybe four testimonies. We ask that you come forth. Amen, sister. Amen. God is good to all of us. Amen. And we thank God for him. You can come up to the microphone right here. Amen. Yeah. Oh, amen. 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 Bless you. Yes. Amen. 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 That's a blessing, ain't it? On no medicine at 88. Amen. We thank her for that testimony. We have another. Anybody have another testimony what the Lord has done for them? Amen. 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 Amen.
In my life.
Yes.
I thank God today for allowing me to wake up this morning. I thank him for watching over us as we travel every week.
Yes.
Up and down the road. I have never had an accident. Thanks be to God. We have gotten a few tickets, but God took care of those too.
Amen.
I just say I thank God for just he's just so amazing. How he's washed over us. I had one flat, but I was right there at Walmart. I just thank God for how he has kept us thus far. I wanted to transfer. It's been a little difficult.
Amen.
But my 2022 year, I do believe, I have the faith to believe that something's going to work out for me. I'm asking you all to pray with me. I thank God for things being as well as they are. Thank God for my pastor, my husband, who I love so much, my children, our health, our strength, our little baby Trinity. I even thank God for her spirit, how she's not just a crybaby. Some babies just cry all the time. God even worked that out for me. And when I bring her to church, I can sit on the seat and she just do what she do. She just praise the Lord right along with us. So I am so grateful to you, Lord, for all that you've done for me, all that you've done for my family, my church family. I give God all glory, all honor, and all praise. And let me tell you, I praise him anywhere because he's so good.
Amen.
He's so good. If you have not tried him, I'm going to tell you tonight you need to try. So I love you all. And if you see me over there getting my praise on, that's just me. That's just me. I love the Lord. And I'm going to give him all praise, glory, and honor. Thank you for allowing me to give my testimony. And we've come to praise the Lord on the night. So y'all don't be afraid. We come to praise God, okay? All right.
Amen. Amen. We thank him for that testimony. Amen. God shows tremendous favor. Those who worship and praise him, amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Give honor to this pastor, this great pastor, this great house. Bring you greetings from New Vision Christian Church in Helena, Alabama, where my pastor is Pastor Van C. Hauser. I think if I'm going to give a testimony, it should just say God is.
Yes.
Understanding what God is, I'm 52 years old, but I remember when I was 25, and it was my birthday. And after my birthday, I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. Because at that time, young black men weren't supposed to live past 25. So I was 26 and no guidance. Didn't know what I was going to do. I woke up believing I was supposed to be dead. I was supposed to be on the front of a t-shirt. My children were supposed to be celebrating me every year on a t-shirt at a party that I couldn't be at. But God, he had another plan for me. But
yes.
God.
Yes.
So here we are 26 years later. I've lived the whole life past the life I wasn't supposed to live. But God.
Yes.
So my testimony is that God is able.
Yes.
God is more than able.
Yes.
God surpasses and gives you the peace that surpasses all understanding. He has a joy that's unspeakable. And the one thing that I do remember is that the world told me and reminded me of so much I had to give up if I go to God. But then God told me how much he would bless me with if I gave up what the world was trying to tell me I had to give up. So last year, and I'm going to be really brief, but last year in May, around May, I got real sick. And I was driving. I was driving down 65. I was doing 70. And all lanes started to spin. I was in the left lane, and the right lane came over to the left side of my truck. And then I felt like I was tumbling, but I was holding the wheel. And something just held on to me. I said, "Lord, help me." And I just started easing the wheel over just a little bit. And because I was headed home, I knew the highway. And I could feel the bump in the road, so I knew I was on the side of the highway. And when I was on the phone with my wife, and when I got off the phone, I felt the car being sideways, and then that finally stopped spinning enough for me to look. And when I looked, I was against the rail, and a car came around me this way, passing me up. And then an 18-wheeler came around my back this way, passing me up. And in the midst of it, I just began to cry. If it had not been for the Lord, who was on my side, where would I be? So I was introduced to a thing called vertigo. And the doctor said I had the perfect storm. My blood pressure, my anxiety, and my vertigo. But all it was God allowed me to sit down. And in the midst of the storm, he brought the sunshine. I was able since then to leave my job by faith. I full-time had my own career, my own job. And it was just God was ready for me to do something. And I wouldn't listen. Listen to me. Listen to God before you get set down and have to listen to God.
Yeah.
And through that, he blessed me. So my word to you tonight is, be blessed, believe who God is, and live by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. 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 We thank God for him, but God. But God. Amen. God is good, isn't he? God is good all the time. All the time. God is good.
Church, say amen.
Amen.
Amen again. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I wasn't gonna get up, but I got to get up and say this because God is so good. My wife got to tell me, "You better get up and go tell God what God has done for you." I'm gonna be real brief. A few years ago, I got shot. I was shot. Stayed in the hospital a while. Then I had a motorcycle accident, and I had cancer twice. And just 6 months ago, I went to the doctor. And they want to put me on dialysis. And I said, "Lord, I don't want to go to no dialysis." And I just prayed to God. And so the other month, I went back to the doctor. He said, "I don't know what done happened. Like something done turned around. God done changed the whole thing around." So right now, I won't have to go on dialysis. Just give God all the praise and give God all the glory because he's worthy to be praised.
Amen. Yes, we thank him for that testimony, amen. God is good. God is able, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I know I'm not the only one in this church that came down with the virus. I came down with the virus on September the 9th. And that virus had you so weak, you can't do nothing. And my sister said, "You treat that virus like it's a flu." I said, "Nah, babe, I really had the flu any day of the week than had that virus. Because the virus had you where you can't eat, you can't do nothing." So one Wednesday morning, I had to take my trash can down by the road. When I took it down there, I couldn't even make it back up to the house. I made it far as my car. I was leaning across the car. I said, "God, you need to send somebody by him so they can take me back in the house because I cannot make it. So I looked around, I ain't see nobody. I just struggled. I was struggling. I was going walking down like this. So I could have went back in the front door, but I had the front door locked. So I go all the way back around to the back door. When I made it in there, I laid across that bed. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for making me in this house. And I never did lose my taste because I could smell that nasty orange juice I was drinking every day, all day. I could taste it, but I lost my appetite. I couldn't even eat. And so my sister called me one day. She said, well, you just treat it like it's the flu. As you born, you give me the flu every day. Because this virus ain't nothing like no flu. This virus is different from the flu. It will bring you down. You can get it today. It'll bring you down like you had it a month. But I thank the Lord.
Yes.
He let me make it through it. Nobody but Jesus.
Amen.
Nobody but God.
Amen. Nobody but Jesus, amen. We thank God for that. Thank God for that testimony, amen. That's an awesome testimony. So many people have suffered from the coronavirus. But God is good and God is able, amen. God is able. Do we have another one? Testimony. Good evening.
My testimony, I lost my husband in 2019. And the enemy tried to take my man. But praise God. And you know, and after he passed, we had been married 28 years, like I said. After he passed, it's like a part of me just left me. Because he was truly my soulmate. I was truly blessed with a good husband. And when I look at you all, y'all still have your husband. I get kind of jealous because I'm thinking that we're going to grow old together. But God knows. God knows. And the next year after he passed, COVID hit. So I was sitting in my home feeling real lonesome because it's just me now. And God got a way of making us have an intimacy with him.
Yes.
So what I had to do, God showed me, I had to study. We just come to church, but God don't want just a fellowship. He wants an intimacy with him. So as I studied, I got into some peace scriptures. I got into some healing scriptures. I got in every scripture I could get into, and it just comforted me. And I look at it, and I said, Lord, you know, it didn't seem like everything in my house went to breaking down. God started putting people in places for me. Don't tell me what God won't do for you. I said, how am I going to keep this house by myself? God, people just come and start helping me, cut my grass for me. So God is good. But I want y'all to do this. Love your husband. Love your spouse while you can. Tell them every day you love them, because that's what me and my husband did. We always used to still treat our marriage like we dated. Amen. We still go to lunch together. We did everything together. So y'all, love your loved ones. Love them. Tell them you love them, because it may be a day you can't tell them. Don't take your spouse for granted. Okay? Praise God.
Amen. 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 Thank God for Jesus. Amen. It's a powerful testimony. We're going to have one more. One more testimony. We have another. Amen, brother.
Happy New Year.
New Year.
One son, Sister Mac Williams was talking about. And I got the five. And my mom just blessed me so much, and everyone else, Brother Evans, everybody just blessed me that I had to get up and say something. Several years ago, I became ill. nobody knew about it. I was living up there in West End and knew something was wrong with me. I didn't know I'm going to this doctor, that doctor. No one could figure out what was wrong with me. I lost a lot of weight. I got down to 139 pounds. And if I got lower than that, I don't know it because I was scared to get back on the scale. And I suffered from like February of 2012 to November of 2014, coming up on 3 years. And during that period of time, like Sister said, God has a way of bringing us into intimacy with Him, because I couldn't hardly get out of bed. I could walk from my front porch to the driveway and have to sit there and catch my breath. But I'm just in the Word all day. Concordance, different versions of the Bible, just eating the Word. Now, you know, there's a difference between studying the Word and eating the Word.
That's right.
Because you are what you eat. And I suffered, and I got so tired of suffering when about 2.5 years, I'm just like, Lord. Well, actually, when it got around to about October of that 2014, I just got so tired of suffering that I said, Lord, and this was in my naivete, that I just said, Lord, if it's something I'm doing or something that I'm not doing, just let me go to sleep and wake up with you. And I meant that thing from the depths of my heart. I was tired of suffering. And I woke up that next morning feeling better than I had felt in just about 3 years. I got to the end of myself. I got to the bottom of it. I mean, it was nowhere else for me to go. And that's what God wanted me to do. And that next morning, I said, wow. And I was talking with a brother of mine, and I was telling him how I woke up feeling better than I felt in so long. And I just told him, I told the Lord, just let me wake up with you, Lord. And he said, Brother Mac, you did wake up with him. And I said, whoa, I never thought about it like that. And so I got to just give that testimony, because ever since then, I may look the same, but I knew I was never going to be the same after that.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 We thank God for those testimonies. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for all that He's doing through His saints. Amen. Next, we'll have two songs by our choir. Amen. Thank you.
Jesus Christ our King. Hallelujah. 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 Let's praise His name.
Worthy.
Getting close. God is good to us, amen. In light of what we went through all year long, starting with the pandemic and what all we have went through and what God has brought us through, we made it, amen. God is good. He ain't good sometime, but he good all the time, amen. We serve an awesome God. And he's worthy to be praised. Let me tell you something. One of the reasons why I'm excited is because I think back on when I was younger. And we used to be getting ready to go out to the club and celebrate a whole different way. But God changed our mindset. He saved us. And when he saved us, now we celebrate different. People think in the world that this is boring. This ain't boring. This is good. Because we celebrating in the Lord, amen. And God is good to us all the time. And all he wants us to do is just lift up and praise his holy name, amen. God is good all the time, amen. Right now we're going to recite, or we're going to say in unison, the New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church mission statement. How many know it? We ask that you stand so that we can say it in unison together. They have it on the board for us. Let us say the mission statement together, amen? Let us begin. The New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church mission is to know all about Jesus Christ and understand fully what he accomplished for us on the cross. We also desire to make these things known in the Bessemer area and the world. We are mission-minded, soul-winning church for Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We thank God for our pastor for giving us this mission statement for our church. Amen. Thank God for him. Now we're going to have two more selections by our choir. After which, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our pastor, Pastor T. Jefferson Rogers. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. what the Lord has done for me. Jesus brought me this far.
For your goodness mercy's been good, Andy.
And your mercy toward us.
Say it again.
For your goodness and your mercy toward us.
Say it one more time right there.
For your
praising.
We are.
bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Come on, bless him today. Come on, bless him, bless him. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Bless him. Offer him praise. Come on, bless him. Bless him. Come on, bless him for 2021. Bless his name. It has been a tough year, but the Lord has blessed us and has truly navigated our niches and allowed us the privilege of being present in this place once again. God is good. God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Come on with all you got. Bless him again for 2021. Come on. If he was an average God, average praise would do. But there's nothing average about God. God is an awesome God. Glory to his name. Come on, bless him for 2022. Bless him for 2022. You, Lord, thank you, Lord. Come on, tell him. You, Lord. Can I say that again? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You tell him that you made a way. You made a way. I just want to thank you. Come on, bless his name. You brought me out. Hallelujah. You brought me out. You brought me out. Every head bowed, every eye closed. God, you're gracious, merciful, and kind. For you and you alone have navigated our niches and allowed us the privilege of being alive, having a portion of health and strength, saneness of the mind. Lord, we thank you for bringing us through a tough year. For we trust in you. And we know you haven't brought us this far to leave us. But you are going to carry us on. We give you praise for your provision. your power and protection. Because if it had not been for you on our side, we don't know where we'll be. But Lord, we're here. And we're here to give you praise. Because, Lord, nobody but you kept us. Nobody but you is keeping us. Now, Father, as we make ready to enter into a new year, we know that you are doing a God-sized thing in our lives, and you will continue to do it. Lord, we have members that are sick with COVID, but we hang on to your promise. You didn't tell us we wouldn't get it, but you said if we seek you, you will heal us. And you're a faithful God. You are healing and delivering now in Jesus' name. Those who are at their homes, tucked away, quarantining, you're an omnipresent God. You're here with us and there with them. And we know that you are touching and restoring health in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I need you for preaching. I decrease, you increase. Less of me, more of you. For your glory and our good. Send your word as you send snow and rain from heaven to watereth the earth, to give seed to the sower, bread to the eater. So shall your word go forth and not return unto you void, but it will accomplish all that you send it to accomplish. Forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness, that we will be fit vessels to be used by you. Have your way in this place, through the virtual outlets, in the homes and cars of your people everywhere. Give us connection, oneness, that the message of your son's coming be not distorted, but it will be believed for salvation. Lord, we thank you for what you have done, what you are doing now, and for what you are going to do. It is in the marvelous, majestic, mighty name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. And every heart say amen. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. This is a great night to be in the house of God. Amen. There are so many other places we could have been, but we preferred the house of God. Amen. And God is good and bringing us into his house. And certainly we're blessed. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Wherefore he said, wake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Look at someone, if you will, and say, wake up and walk. Look at another and say, wake up and walk. Come on, help me shout at the virtual audience. Wake up and walk. Amen. Wake up and walk.
wake up and walk. Wake up suggests being asleep. We are told to rest but not fall asleep spiritually. To be asleep spiritually is to be unaware and inattentive to God. Eventually, or evidently, the Christians at Ephesus had fallen asleep spiritually. And Paul shakes to awaken them from spiritual slumber by reminding them of who they are, what they had, and how they were to live as believers of Jesus Christ. Paul's epistle to the church at Ephesus is divided into two parts mainly. The first part of his epistle is chapters 1 through 3, and it is an explanation of salvation wherein Paul reminds them of the wonderful advantages they have in Christ Jesus. The last part, chapters 4 through 6, Paul, he gives an exhortation where they are instructed in Christian conduct and charged to live as sons of God and joint heirs with Christ. The first part is doctrine. The second part is duty. The first part is about the principles of salvation, while the second part is about practical traits of the saved. Paul exhorts them to live as Christians in an anti-Christian age. He said they had experienced God, believed on Christ, and received the Holy Spirit. And here is the fundamental idea. When you get the light of heaven, you are not to lie still as if you are asleep or dead, but you are to be active. You are to make use of the light. You are to illuminate the world. Paul admonishes them to redeem the time because the age is evil. The word redeem means to buy it back, to regain possession of it. The command to redeem the time is to be careful how you live. Be careful in how you use the gift of time that God has given you. Don't live life foolishly. Live life in the wisdom of God. Live life as one who is wise. Make the most of every opportunity in this evil age. Brothers and sisters, this age is evil. Let me prove my posture. Paul confirms the perspective on the evilness of the age in Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. He says, "Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of our God and Father." We live in an evil age. Jesus confirmed the perspective of the evilness of this age in John chapter 17, verses 14 and 15. He says, I have given them your word, and the word has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one." The reason this age is evil is because the evil one is in this age. Brothers and sisters, we live in an evil age. Matter of fact, every age is evil. Every era is full of darkness. Every age is against right and righteousness. Every age is full of frustration. Every age age is and every era is against the people of God. But within this evil age, we are commanded to make the most of it. Point at somebody, if you will, and tell them, make the most of it. Come on, look at another, if you will, and shout at them, make the most of it. Help me shout at the virtual audience by saying, make the most of it. Make the most of it despite the problems, the pain, the pressures, the persecution, the pandemic. Make the most of it despite the mess and misery. Make the most of it despite the discouragement, distress, and the devil. Make the most of it despite the chaos and craziness. Make the most of it. Look at somebody again and tell them, make the most of it. Make the most of it. We make the most of this age by, number one, waking up and walking as imitators of God. We have to wake up and walk as imitators of God. Verse 14 begins with wherefore. Wherefore means for what reason, as a result of. Wherefore is there for a reason. Wherefore connects what is being said with what has been said. Verse 14 is a continuation of what Paul has said in verses 1 through 13. In verse 1, he says, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children. An imitator is a person who copies the behavior or actions of another. An imitator, it means to mimic. It has a positive connotation of emulating a pattern set by an admired mentor. Particularly, Paul tells us to mimic Christ. Christ, not some earthly hero. Renowned personality. He tells us to mimic Christ. You don't become a children, or you're not a child of God because you mimic God. You mimic God because you are a child of God. He says, do it as a child of God. In other words, you are children of God, not by what you do, but by who in whom you believe. And he says, now that you are a child of God, you need to act like it. Act like a child of God. And as a child of God, you should act like your father. Growing up, I was known as Bubba's boy. Thomas Sr., his nickname was Bubba. And when people would see me, they said, that's Bubba's boy. That's Bubba's boy. And they said, you look just like your daddy, and you somewhat act like your daddy. You know, when you are somebody's child, you ought to have some of their characteristics. Now that you are a child of God, you should have some of the characteristics of God. When you go from place to place, when you go from here to there, people ought to see some of the characteristics of God in you and in the way you live and in the way you talk and in the way you act. He says, imitate, mimic God. See, to mimic God is to have a lifestyle of love. That's why he said in verse 2, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Love is agape, which is love in its highest form. Agape love, we receive from God to love others. Let me say that again. We receive it from God to love others. He tells us to love like his son, Jesus Christ. As children of God, we should love like God. See, to know God is to know God's love. The Bible says God is love. 1 John 1:8. But everyone who does not love does not know God. For God is love. Jesus Christ came as an expression of God for us to have an example to live by. He's the ultimate example of how we are to love as children of God. As we study the life of Jesus Christ, we receive from him how to live and how to love, how to minister, how we should walk in love, how we should talk in love, and what love should cause us to do. He walked in love day by day. When he came to earth, it was a demonstration of his love. Turning water into wine, demonstration of his love. Healing the sick and the diseased, demonstration of his love. Feeding hungry multitudes, demonstration of his love. Raising the dead, demonstration of his love. Calming storms, demonstration of his love. Dying out on a hill called Calvary, demonstration of his love. He demonstrated his love in everything he did. In verse 2, Paul tells us that Christ loved us and offered himself up as a sacrifice for us. The sacrifice is described as a fragrant offering. A fragrant offering referred to the offering of the sacrifice offered in the tabernacle. So as we study the life of Christ, we learn to walk in love. Walking in love requires sacrificing self unto God. Look at somebody, if you will, and tell them, sacrifice self unto God. See, this sacrificing has been transferred from the physical slaughtering of animals to the sacrificing of oneself to God. That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies not a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. God wants you to climb upon your own altar and sacrifice self to him. Living sacrifice. While you got strength, while you got energy, while you got blood running in your veins, while you got breath in your body, living sacrifice. This mimicking the way of Christ, the love of Christ, requires a sacrificing of self unto God. But then it also requires a sacrificing of self for the sake of others. The phrase, as Christ has loved us, denotes laying down your life for your brethren if necessary. When you love your brother, when you love your sister, you sacrifice self. That's why John the Revelator said in 1 John chapter 4, verse 11, he says, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. John said in John 13, verse 34, a new commandment I give, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Love and sacrifice are not the same thing, but they are inseparable. When you love people, you have to give things up. Y'all miss it. when you love people, you have to give up things. You said you wasn't going to do it again for your children, but love made you do it. You said you have gone as far as you could go with your relative, but love made you go further. You said that you weren't going to do anything for the people you know in the church, but love made you give up things. For your neighbor made you give up things. For people you barely know, it makes you give up things. Because love and sacrifice are inseparable. So Paul, he tells us that if we are going to wake up and walk, we need to wake up and walk as imitators of God. But secondly, he says if we are going to make the most of this age, we must wake up and walk not in the way of the age. In verses 3 and 7 through 7, Paul discloses the behavior we should avoid as children of God. In verse 3, he says we should avoid sexual immorality, improprieties and impurities and covetousness. He says in verse 4, we are to avoid filthiness and foolish talk and crude joking. In verse 5, he says we are to avoid idolatry, because he equates idolatry to that of fornication and covetousness. This fornication, sexual immorality, covetousness is showing great desire for something more. This idolatry happens because the desire for things and the desire for something causes you to forsake God to get what's desired. In verse 6, we are to avoid being deceived with empty words. He gives a caution in verse 7. He says, be not partakers with them. Because it is easy to become a partaker of this age and people who are influenced by this age, especially nowadays when right seems wrong and wrong seems right. When backward seems forward and forward seems backwards. It's easy to do the wrong thing because you are complimented in doing wrong and criticized for doing right. Oh, he says, he cautions us that we are not to be partakers with them, those who are influenced by the evilness of the age. See, when it comes to doing evil, you hear people say things like, I'm not the only one. Everybody is doing it. It's easier to follow evilness and darkness. Be careful, because you can receive the spirit of delusion. You can think that it's right to do what everybody else is doing. This believing the lies of the world is to reject the truth of God. And Paul cautions against this in verse 7. Listen, if you're going to influence the age, you can't be like the age. If you're going influence the age, you can't act like the age. You can't talk like the age. You can't mimic the age. You can't receive the morals or ideas and principles from this age. You can't dress like the age. If you're going to influence, he tells us to wake up and walk not in the way. So we have to walk in the way of God. We've been called out of darkness, but we have not been called into darkness. We've been called out of darkness to walk in the marvelous light. We have to make the most of the age by walking as imitators of God. Walking not by the way of this age, but thirdly, we make the most of this age by waking up and walking in the light. Hallelujah. We walk in the light. I like Paul because here he gives us the truth about our past. He reminds us of what we used to do and who we used to be in verse 8. Listen to him if you will. For ye were sometime darkness. Can you get with that? You know, we weren't born right. We weren't born saved. We were born lost. We were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. He reminds us of our past. All of us are used to be's. Y'all ought to help me preach. Used to be, used to be, used to be. And listen, as long as you are not now, you don't have to be ashamed of who you used to be. Because listen, when God got a hold of you, he made you new. He made you brand new. He picked your life up and he dusted your life off and he polished you, made you new. Run across people all the time talking about what you used to do. And you shame about what you used to do. Listen, you need to tell them, I used to. You got it right, baby. I used to, but that's not what I do now. I'm a different person. I'm a changed man. I'm a changed woman. That's not who I am now. He reminds us of our past. And where it is that God has brought us from. What he has saved us from. What he has delivered us from. He says we were sometimes darkness. When you see darkness in the text, it deals with evilness. It deals with the way that's contrary to God. Paul helps us in Ephesians chapter 2. He says that we were dead, but he has quickened us, made us alive. We were walking dead men and walking dead women, but thanks be to God that he gave us life. He reminds us of our past, but then he gives us the truth of our present. He says, but now. Now, if you don't shout over any other but, you ought to shout when God put a but in the word, which deals with the change of your condition. He says, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children in the Lord. Light in Jesus is the light. The world, the light of the world that lights every man that comes into the world. We're called to walk, to behave, to have our conduct in light. We shine as light. When we live as imitators of God, love like Jesus Christ, we are lights. this story goes that it was a sailor who was caught in a dark storm and needed light to make it to the shore. Oh, a lighthouse had its light, and there were top lights and bottom lights, and they could see from a distance the top light. But the workers of the lighthouse said, "We need to go in, turn on the lower lights. We see the top light, but there is a need of lower lights. Brothers and sisters, we are lower lights. And Jesus Christ is the top light. That's why the song said, let the light of the lighthouse shine on me. He called you to shine. You ought to shine while you're walking. You ought to shine while you're singing. You ought to shine while you're praising. You ought to shine as lights in the world. That's what he has called us to be. He has called us to be lights in the world. Light is characteristic of who we are. We are lights pointing people who are in darkness to hope, pointing people to joy, pointing people to love, the love that we have in Jesus. We are lights that prove what is acceptable to God. We are lights that reprove darkness. The word reprove means to expose. Paul said in verses 13 and 14, everything exposed by light is made visible. For what makes everything visible is the light. And as I go to my seat, I'm reminded of what Tony Evans said. He said, if you got cockroaches in the room, all you have to do is turn on the light and they scatter. Similarly, brothers and sisters, as we live as children of light, shameful deeds, sinful deeds will be exposed by our lifestyle, and the word will that we reflect as God's standard will cause people to flee from us or from their sin. You need to turn on your light. You need to walk around as light. You need to praise God as light. I thank God for light in Jesus. Jesus, the light of the world. Jesus, he was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was marched from judgment hall to judgment hall, but he kept on shining as light. He was mistreated, he was abused, and he was marched up the Via Dolorosa. He was hanged on an old rugged cross, 3 hours in the dark, in the light, and 3 hours in the darkness. But I thank God that this world can't put out his light. He died on Calvary. They thought the light was dead. They put the light in a borrowed tomb and sealed the tomb. But the light of God kept on shining. He told them that if you put me in a tomb, I only need it for a little while, and I'm gonna get up and turn on the light. Sunday morning, he got up out of the grave and stepped out as light. Thank God for the light, because he walks with me. He talks with me, he tells me that I am his all. And when Satan try to put me in darkness, Jesus is my light. Do I have anybody here who can praise the Lord for being a light in dark 2021? He brought you through some dark times, some dark days, but thank God for the light. Is there anybody here who can stand on your feet and give God a praise? Because if it hadn't been for the light, you would have been discouraged. You probably would have been dead, sleeping in the grave. But thank God for the light, because when the light is on, everything gonna be all right. You ought to high five somebody or fist bump somebody and tell them when the light is on, everything is all right. I'm in the Lord Jesus Christ, and can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. And let me ask you my question, and I'm going to my seat. Ain't he all right? If you know he's all right, let me hear you say yeah. Listen, be imitators of God. Wake up and walk as imitators of God. Wake up and walk not in the way of the age. Wake up and walk as the light of Christ. Listen. Darkness all around, but light has its greatest effect in the darkest of time. As you keep coming, as you keep praising him, as you keep telling your testimony, as you keep sharing the word of God, as light, light in darkness, as you keep smiling as you go through, knowing you have a company keeper who has the light on, you serve as light. Listen, as you forgive, as you help people who are in need, you are showing the love of Christ. You sacrifice self unto God first. For God I live, and for God I die. My whole life belongs to the Lord. You know, we try to reserve and keep. Jesus is clear in saying, if you keep your life, you lose it. But if you give it, for his sake, you gain it. Sacrifice self unto God. God, whatever it is that you want me to do, whenever you want me to do it, I will. I will. But then you sacrifice your life for others. Other people need you. They need to see you strong. They need to see you being a person of courage, a person of commitment. They need to see you be a person of concern. So many people going through can't see their way because they don't know Christ like we do. And it's dark in their life. And we need to turn on the lower light so they can see that we are reflections of Christ. Some years ago, I was studying the moon and the sun. And I discovered that the moon doesn't have the ability to shine of itself. It only reflects the light from the sun. The Lord has positioned us in the earth to shine on us. So the reflection of his light will be seen by the lost and received. We walk not in the way of the world, but we walk in the way of Christ. We light. Listen, the doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. This is the last night of 2021. And the Lord has brought you not by accident, but by divine providence. You could have been a casualty, but he has given you space to repent. He has given you time to make him Lord of your life, to make him Savior. Come, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, give the Lord your life while the blood is running warm in your vein. Go into a new year being made new. Come. Secondly, if you're here and you're in need of a church home and the Lord has laid New Bethlehem on your heart, come. Thirdly, if you're here and you're backslidden, the Lord wants to restore fellowship with you. You're still his son. You're still his daughter. But the fellowship has grown cold. And he says that he's married to you, but he wants to restore the closeness, the intimacy that he once shared with you. Come. Come on. Come on. Come on. The doors of the Lord's house stands ajar. You can come by letter. Christian Experience, a candidate for baptism. Come on. Come on. Come on. Listen, as you stand, and those of you who are not standing, stand and make an altar right where you are. That as we exit this 2020 first year, entering into the 2022nd year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we want to do it prayerfully. Make an altar right where you are. And for a few minutes, I want you to pray personally. And I also want you to intercede for people who said to you, when you pray, pray for me. Pray for people that are sick, people that are low, people who's hurting. Whether the hurt be mental, physical, social, financial, pray for them. Help carry them over from one year to another with prayer. Come on, every head bow. Pray, if you will. We have members who are sick, who have contracted the COVID. Pray for them. We have elderly members. Pray for them. Pray for marriage and family. Pray for the infrastructure of our community. Pray for the strength of our church. Pray for the person standing beside you. Father, we thank you for carrying us out of one year into another. Lord, it's been tough, but thank God that you're tougher than any situation that we have gone through. And Lord, we praise you and thank you for your faithfulness. For your word is true, and Lord, your promises are sure and very sure. Lord, you have healed and delivered. And we yet trust you to do that this year, in this 2022nd year. Thank you, Father, for a new day. Thank you, Father, that things are as well as they are. Thank you, Father, for being a God who abounds, who do superabundant things for us. Now, Lord, as we focus this year on reaching up to you, reaching in to one another and reaching out to the lost, guide us. Lord, in your word, guide us in your will and guide us in your way. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, whether it be in person or virtual. You are present help in our times of trouble. And you know them that trust you. Thank you, Lord, for your omniscience. Thank you for knowing our faith. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us according to our faith. Lord, again, we need you to go before us and be with us. We need you to stand by us and never leave us alone. Watch over and govern our family. Watch over and govern us in friendships. Watch over and govern us, oh Father, in church relationship and church fellowship. Lord, increase us. Lord, as witnesses, increase us as workers. Increase us, Father, as worshipers, that we worship you in spirit and in truth. For that's the worship you desire. Increase us in our giving and in our living. Lord, we pray in Acts, you to watch over us as we leave this place. Give us traveling grace and arriving mercy. Lord, give us rest. Lord, and shake us and wake us in the morning. And let us see, Father, the dawning of a new day. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Happy New Year to you, 2022. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them Happy New Year. Come on, mean it. Tell them Happy New Year. May the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now, henceforth and forevermore. In every heart say amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.